The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 40 years of sharing God's unconditional love and grace. Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. On today's program, Andrew explains how miraculous changes can take place in your life when you stop limiting God with small thinking. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I've got a new series that I'm teaching on Don't Limit God. And this is something that the Lord spoke to me 7 years ago, the second most important encounter that I believe I've ever had with the Lord. God rang my bell January the 31st, 2002, and told me that I was limiting God by my small thinking. And that needs a lot of explanation, but that's what this whole series is about. I'm basically sharing something that was a reality to me, and boy, has it ever changed my life and ministry. And as I've shared this with other people, I'm finding that I believe all of us, limit God by our small thinking. We got an infinite God, and we got a finite mind, and it's just natural that we think less than what God would want us to. But because we've been born again and we now have God living on the inside of us, we ought to increase our expectations. You are never going to see God's best fulfilled in your life unless you start believing God for more. And so I think that this is God ordained, not only for me to share what He's done for me, but for me in the process of sharing that to challenge you to believe God for more. And just recently, we held a Gospel Truth Seminar on January the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona at the Biltmore Resort. And I believe this is going to be an annual event for us. It was powerful. We had a lot of people. Great things happened. And I shared a brand new teaching about how God, 7 years after He first spoke this to me in 2002, in the latter part of 2008, God was once again just encouraging me and speaking to me that, you know what, it's time for me to go to the next level. I don't believe that you ever just get to where you are operating in everything that God has for you. You know, God is so infinite and so great that you just can't cover the distance from where most of us are to where God wants us to be all in one step. There's many steps and stages. And all along the way, you have to keep stretching yourself and you have to keep believing God. And so God has been speaking to me about taking the limits off of Him, and I'm just sharing this with you. You know, before I get back into these verses, I was using Psalms chapter 78, verse 41 yesterday, and I'm going to share some things specifically out of that. Let me just give you a little testimony about what this has done to me. At the time that the Lord spoke to me in January the 31st, 2002, and told me that I was limiting what He could do in my life because of my small thinking. I mean, we had grown at the greatest amount that I had ever seen in this ministry. I've been serving the Lord and in ministry now. I'm going on my 41st year of being in full-time ministry. In 2002, it had been 34 years. And I had seen some good things happen, but at the rate I was progressing, my goal of covering, of course, my goal is much bigger than just the United States, but for right now, let me just, you know, I can't, it overwhelms people when I talk about the whole world. Let me just talk about the goal right now of covering the United States with the Gospel Truth broadcast. At the rate I was going in January of 2002, we had around 30% of the United States covered. At the rate I had been progressing, for me to cover the United States and then saturate the United States where there are multiple broadcasts in the same market, it would have taken me 20 or 30 years to accomplish that. But did you know that as soon as we started believing God and I started thinking bigger, everything in our ministry changed? At that time, we had around 30 employees. Now we have over 200 employees. Our monthly number of people that were contacting the ministry, just talking about the new people, was around 900-something new people per month were contacting us. Now it's over 4,500, closer to 5,000 new people, and we've had some months that it's been much greater than that. That's an average for 2008. We had about a $200,000 a month income during 2001. Now, during 2008, we averaged over $1.2 million per month. You know, these are huge growth rates. Tremendous things begin to happen. When the Lord told me that I had limited Him with the way I was thinking, that happened January the 31st, 2002. On February the 11th, I called my staff together. And you know, back then we only had 30 employees. Now we have about around 200, so there's not a lot of people around. The man that's running our camera right now, John Baker, he was there, and he could testify to this. But February the 11th, 2002, I called our staff together. And I told them, I said that, man, God has convicted me that I'm limiting what He can do with me because of my small thinking, because of my fears, because of my unbelief, because of my laziness. I'm going to go into more detail and explain what some of these things were that were limiting God. But I told them, I said, I don't know how long it takes to change this image. I said, maybe it takes a week, a month, a year, 5 years. I don't know, but I said, I am going to change. I am going to start believing God. I'm going to boldly start speaking out my vision. And I told my employees that on February the 11th, within 1 week, this surprised me. I didn't think it'd be that quickly. But within 1 week, I had so many dramatic changes take place that I guarantee you, it forever confirmed to me that this was God and that it wasn't external things. It wasn't God that was limiting what He could do with me. It wasn't God who was holding back, and it wasn't other people. It wasn't even the devil. You know, the major thing that limits what God can do with all of us is the way we think on the inside. I made a decision to change the way I thought, the way I was believing, and I started believing bigger and taking the limits off of God. And within 1 week, I mean dramatic changes happened. One of the most important things that happened was that I had been trying to go on the Daystar television network for years. I had been a guest on that program, I don't know, at least half a dozen, maybe a dozen times. I knew Marcus and Joni Lamb. You know, I wasn't close to them, but I'd been on their program. I'd talked to them. One of their best friends was one of my best friends. And anyway, there was just all of these connections. And we had tried to go on the Daystar network. It just wasn't working. For whatever reason, it looked like they didn't even want us on. And I didn't understand why we couldn't get on there. But within 1 week of me making this announcement to my staff and beginning this process, I got a letter from Marcus Lamb. And he says, why aren't you on our network? He says, you've been a guest on our program. He says, I don't know what the problem is. He says, we will work it out. You just plan on going on. And I mean, within 1 week, we got on Daystar, which at that time, where we were in our television coverage, that just nearly doubled the number of people that we were reaching by going on Daystar. I mean, that was huge right there, just that one thing. And did you know that now we just had the Nielsen ratings come out? I am not saying this for any other purpose except to just glorify God and to say it works when you start doing what God tells you to do. But one of the latest Nielsen television ratings showed that our Gospel Truth broadcast is the fourth most watched daily Christian television program in the nation. And it's increasing quickly. And we are seeing things happen. I mean, all of these things begin to happen because I started taking the limits off of God in the way that I thought. Another thing that happened in that same week was that Jamie and I had been running this ministry. Jamie was actually doing the administrative part. And she was doing a good job. And I mean, she was on top of things. And under her leadership, we had had three previous managers who all had things to contribute. And each one of them were a blessing in their own way. But nobody loves our ministry the way that we love our ministry. And when Jamie came in, she got things straightened out and it was running good. But it was just all that we could handle. I remember Jamie wasn't traveling with me. And if I ever did get her to travel with me and go to one of the meetings, she was uncomfortable the entire time she was gone because she was thinking about all the work that was piling up and that what she'd have to do to get caught up. And I mean, it was just a struggle. And so Jamie and I, for nearly a year, had been talking about that we need help. We need somebody to help us run our ministry that can take us to the next level. It's just beyond our ability. We are not business people. But where do you find a person that has the business sense and the experience who will allow me to give away my tapes? We've given away millions of tapes, books, CDs. Last time I counted, it was over 6 million books, tapes, CDs, DVDs. And we give them away. We make our things available for a donation basis. And if a person doesn't send the suggested donation and they send a dollar, if they send 10 cents, we send the materials to them. I know that's hard for some people to believe, but that's what we do. And you know what? Every person that I've ever had come into this ministry with all of the business sense that you think you need to run a multimillion dollar ministry, they just immediately, the first thing, we got to quit this. They just see that as a loss. They can't see it as a positive thing. So anyway, here we were recognizing we needed the wisdom of people that had all of this administrative sense. But how do you get a person with that skill level who will also embrace us giving away millions of tapes and books and CDs and allow us to do what God called us to do? And we were really at a loss and we didn't know where to go. And Jamie and I had been praying about this. Within 1 week of me talking to my staff and telling them I was going to change, I had to call David Hardesty, a man who was a board member, and he had been on my board for 15 years and had been a good friend. And he was trained by the Sears Corporation for 37 years. He was actually a part of what they call Sears University, a training thing for all of the management. He was in the management level of Sears at one time. I mean, he had all of these skill levels that we needed, and he was a friend of mine. I called him because I had to cancel a board meeting because there was a death in my family. And so I called him to tell him, and when I called and told him what I wanted to talk about, then he says, well, I'm glad you called, because he says the Lord has just spoken to Gail, his wife, and me, and told us that we're supposed to take early retirement from Sears and come out there and take your ministry to the next level. And I tell you, when he told me that, it shocked me so much that I didn't even say anything to him. I kind of left him in the lurch, just wondering about, well, does Andrew want me to come? Is he going to accept this? Because I was so shocked, I couldn't even say anything. And I remember talking to Jamie, and a few days later, I called him back and said, David, are you serious? Are you coming out here? And anyway, long story short, he's come out here, and under his leadership, we've grown from 30 employees to over 200 employees. We are efficient. We are seeing things happen. I could go on and on, but it was just a godsend. That was a necessary piece of the puzzle that had to happen in order for us to fulfill God's destiny. And not only that, but I could just go on and tell you about it. But God has brought us some of the most talented people. There are people, there was a man who had moved from California back here to Colorado Springs. He had a job that he traveled, and it really didn't matter where he lived. And he moved here to Colorado Springs just believing that this is where he was supposed to live. But his job was really out on the West Coast. And he just happened to run into David Hardesty at church. And they got to talking, and it turned out that this man has now come on staff, and he's one of the major players that has helped us do a lot of things. And I mean, God was bringing people here. We've had people that manage over 8,000 people were under them that are now working for us and helping us in ministry. There's a man who is a hospital administrator with thousands of employees under him who is now helping us and driving our truck and helping us at our Gospel Truth seminars, and he's doing other things in the ministry. But God is just bringing us all of these quality people. And I'm saying that all of this began when I changed the way I thought on the inside. I'm really trying to get this point across, that it's not what out there that's limiting you. I tell you, this is so against the grain of American culture. And of course, we got people watching this program all over the world. This is really it's just human nature. It happens in every culture, but people like to blame other things. They say it's the color of my skin. If I just was this or that, you know, things would work different. I don't have the education. I was abused when I was a child. This person is treating me wrong. And that we always have these complexes where it's always somebody over here that's doing all of these things. And if I could just change this person, if I could get a new government, if I could get a new wife or a new husband, then everything would be different. I'm telling you that the number one limit on God's will coming to pass in your life is not other people. Now, they could be a factor, but all of those factors can be overcome. The number one limit on whether or not God's will is coming to pass in your life is you. You don't have to look any further than the mirror. And some people think, well, you're condemning me. You're saying it's my fault. You're putting the responsibility on me. That's exactly what I'm doing, amen. But it's not meant to condemn you. I'm saying, this is my personal testimony, that you know what, I have so many things. I could spend weeks just talking, trying to make this one point. I hadn't got time to do it, but I could talk about all the challenges, all the difficulties in going on television all over the world. And we now reach 2.2 billion people on this planet on a daily basis with our broadcast. You know what? That is just a huge effort. And I could talk about all of the logistics. I could talk about all of these other things. But I'm telling you, here's my testimony, that it all began to change when I started changing the way I thought. The number one problem was me. I was thinking small. I was limiting what God could do through me through my small thinking. And so let me go back to this verse that the Lord really used to speak this to me. It's talking about the Israelites and how they came out of the land of Egypt, but they just languished in the desert, and that was not God's will for them. They limited what God could do in their life. And this is what he said in Psalms chapter 78 and verse 41. It says, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." And God just spoke to me and says, you have been limiting me by your small thinking, by your fears, by your insecurities, by the way you see yourself. All of these things limit what God could do with me. And this is what he said to the Israelites, and this is what I'm saying in the name of the Lord to you, that most of us are putting limits on God. We just can't see ourselves succeeding in certain areas because of life's experiences, because of what's been said about us, because of wrong doctrine, because of all kinds of things. We put limits on what God can do, and our expectation level goes down. You will never experience God beyond your expectation. Man, that's a powerful statement. I like that. I think that's the first time I've said that. I need to say that again. You will never experience God beyond your expectation. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Often you'll hear that verse quoted that, oh, God can do anything, even greater than anything that we can ever believe. And they just say, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, period. And they stop right there. That's not a true statement unless you put the rest of the verse with it. According to the power that works in us. That power that's working in us is our faith, our hope, our expectancy. If you aren't expecting anything from God, you aren't going to get it. If you aren't believing God for something, it's not going to happen. You limit God by not expecting anything more. I know that there's a lot of people that say, but if I start believing and hoping for something more, I could be disappointed. And there are people that because of the potential for failure, they would rather just be content with less than run the risk of being disappointed. They've been disappointed so much, they just are afraid of being disappointed again. You know what? That will limit God. And this is what the Lord spoke to me, that I had limited him with the way I'd thought. And let me just start making a point right here, and I'm going to have to continue this on our program tomorrow because I won't have time to get very far into it. But this really is a concept that just goes contrary to, I would estimate, probably 50% or more of the body of Christ around the world doesn't even believe that it's possible to limit God. They may not put it in that terminology, but most people really believe that God is sovereign and that God does whatever he wants to. And everything plays out exactly the way that God wants it. Nothing can happen but what it's God's will. That's probably one of the most dominant doctrines in the body of Christ. And that is completely against this scripture and all of these other scriptures. That scripture I used, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, that puts a limit on it. God is limited. I guess you could say He's limited in what He can do, or you could say He's limited in what He will do. It's not because He doesn't have the power and the authority, but because of God's integrity, He's bound Himself by His Word. Like, for instance, in James chapter 4, verse 7, the Scripture says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." When God told you to resist the devil, then that limited what God will do. Now, it's God's power in you. It's His authority, but you have to resist. The word resist means actively fight against. And if you don't resist the devil, God's not going to resist him for you. You can't just sit there and say, "Oh, God, please get the devil off my back." He gave you the power and the authority to resist the devil. And if you don't resist the devil, then you limit God. God has already overcome the devil. He's already purchased the power and the authority for you to live a victorious life. But He flows through you. It's according to His power that's working in you. And so God can be limited. Not because He is inferior or that you are stronger than Him, but because of His own integrity. When He told you resist the devil, if you don't resist, then you limit what God will do. God is not going to do it for you. God's not going to resist the devil for you. He flows through you. As you take the step of faith and use your authority and speak against the devil, then God's power flows, but it's according to the power that is working in you. Man, that is just so obvious. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, it says that God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That scripture just makes it as clear as can be that it is not God's will for a single person to perish, and yet more people are perishing than are being saved. Jesus said that they strive to enter in by this narrow gate, because broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads unto destruction, and many find it, but only few find this narrow gate that leads unto eternal life. And so it's not God's will that any perish, but yet most people are perishing. How clear can it get that God's will does not automatically come to pass? God does not sovereignly make everything happen. You have a part to play. Boy, that is powerful. And I tell you, most people do not understand this. Like I said, I believe that there's probably a majority of people in the body of Christ that have a fatalistic attitude that, well, whatever God wills comes to pass. If they go through a divorce, if they go through financial ruin, if they go through physical problems, if they're going through terrible situation, well, it must be God's will. I'm saying, no, it's not God's will. God has a plan for you, but you have to cooperate to see that plan come to pass. And if you, first of all, don't understand that you have that kind of a part to play in this process, then you are going to limit God by your complacency and your inactivity. Boy, those are powerful statements. You know, I'm out of time today, but we're just beginning to get into something that is essential. If you want to take the limits off of God, you got to learn your part. I'm going to share more on this tomorrow. I encourage you to listen then. And also listen to our announcer as he shares with you about how you can get this brand new teaching entitled, Don't Limit God.
Andrew's five-part teaching titled, Don't Limit God, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available in either a CD album or a DVD album for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1060C or DVD album T3204D when you contact us. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album T1060D when you send a gift of any amount to this ministry. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We can't overemphasize how grateful we are to you. The first teaching in the audio CD album titled Don't Limit God, Part 1 is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first teaching free of charge. Request teaching TK147C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Everyone who sends a gift today will receive the bonus Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking.
I'd like to thank those of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, it's your giving that has enabled us to reach 2.2 billion people on this earth. But there are more that we can reach. There's so much more that we can do. We want multiple broadcasts. We want to be able to just saturate the airwaves so that people can't avoid this truth. And it just takes a lot of money. We are about halfway there to our goal of just making this, putting it in the face of people so that they have to confront these truths. I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner with us. That's how God supplies our needs, is through our partners. And we have some information on the screen. If you would call, we would love to share with you and have you become a monthly partner with us.
Visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of resources free for you to download for yourself and to share with others. Or you can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give all the men watching a special invitation to join me on February the 5th through the 7th here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs for a men's advance. We're going to have big 6'7" Dave Hinton leading praise and worship. And I tell you, he was just at our ministers conference and he stole the show. He is awesome. I'm going to be teaching the word. Also, Wendell Parr, the director of our Charis Bible College, will be ministering. We have a lot of fun activities and chili suppers, and I think we're going to go bowling. And it's just a great, great time, and we always see men's lives change. So remember that this is February the 5th through the 7th, right here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance, February 5th through the 7th, Houston, Texas, February 12th through the 14th, and in Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College Weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.